I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, there was a lot of bad last night in Dallas with the Philadelphia Eagles. They lost to the Cowboys 37-10 on national television. They drop a game behind the Cowboys in the NFC East. Cowboys 4-3, sole possession of first. Eagles are 3-4. This guy, even though the game was not good, he still called a phenomenal game. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, he joins me as he does every morning. Merrill, good morning. There is so much wrong that came from this game. What are your main thoughts walking away from it?
To me, it's just a tough thing for the fans to endure, to watch a game like that, to hear reports coming out of Dallas with this team was just a picture of ineptitude from beginning to end. Less than 6 minutes had passed in that game, and they were already down 14-0. Just a myriad of mistakes, turnovers, all the things you don't want to do, they did.
Do you think they were unprepared?
No. I know. I'm at practices during the week. I see how hard the coaches work them. I know how much time Doug Peterson and his staff put in when it comes to preparing for a game. But they underperform. They perform poorly. And I don't know why. I don't know why you get that type of a game from them. It's easy to say, well, there was no effort. They didn't give everything they had. It was just ineptitude. I think there's a difference between effort and ineptitude. You can try hard and fail miserably and just make poor plays and poor decisions, and that's what was the case last night. It was just a horrible game for this team. You could take one from column A, one from column B. No matter where you look, in every aspect of the game, there were offensive mistakes, defensive mistakes, special teams mistakes. And here's the other thing about this team. This is becoming epidemic. They are failing to come up with what you call chunk plays. These are plays that gain 20 yards or more, and at the same time, they are giving up chunk plays. They cannot stop chunk plays. They have been victimized in these games so far this season. 7 games, they have given up 8 pass plays of 40 yards or more, and that puts them near the bottom of the league.
That's way too much. Speaking of chunk plays, Merrill, I'm glad that you brought that up because this is something that a lot of people are talking about. It came in the fourth quarter. The game was already well out of reach. Carson threw a deep ball to Nelson Agholor, and it appeared at first, just by watching it with the naked eye, and I remember your call with Mike, it appeared at first just by the naked eye that Carson may have overthrown the ball a little bit. But when you look back at it in slow motion, a lot of people feel like Nelson could have dove, could have given a little more effort on that play, lay out a little bit to try to get it in, and he didn't. When you look back at that play, if you've had a chance, what do you think at this point?
Well, at the time, as you mentioned, I thought the pass was overthrown, and when you look at it again, it appears to be a catchable ball. Now, what Nelson was thinking or why he didn't dive for the ball or whether he lost focus, I don't know, or whether sometimes you can be going for a pass and you just lose. One of the great things about DeSean Jackson is the ability he has to track a football. So whether it was a mistaken judgment in tracking the ball or what, I'm not sure. But it was certainly a play that had to be made. Not that it would have changed things by that point, but it was a play that ended up looking very, very bad for the way that that ball was not tracked.
You were talking about ineptitude and how the Eagles performed last night. And Merrill, since the Super Bowl, the past season and 7 games, the past 23 regular season games for the most part, we've seen a lot of up and down ineptitude from this team. And me personally, I'm at the point now when I'm watching these games and listening to you call these games, my main takeaway from the Eagles is that they're just not that good. They're not a good football team. Everybody keeps thinking, oh, they're going to come back at least close to the way they were in 2017 because they have so much talent on paper. I just don't think they're that good. I mean, how do you feel about that opinion of mine?
You see, you said on paper, and going into the season, I made the statement that on paper, you don't play on paper, but on paper, there was as much talent on this team as there was on any team in the National Football League. But look what happened. One of their biggest offseason defensive acquisition was Malik Jackson. He was the guy who, with Fletcher Cox, would anchor that defensive line. He got hurt. Then his backup, Timmy Jernigan, he got hurt. You talked about DeSean Jackson. He's the big play guy. He's the most explosive player on the team. He played one game against Washington, and he hasn't been back since. And you've lost others from time to time. The whole defensive secondary has been, for the most part, decimated. Now, you got Jalen Mills back last night, and I don't think he played badly. For a guy who hasn't played in a year, I thought he held his own, and as a matter of fact, came up with a late interception. So, but this is not the same. You've lost Darren Sproles. Jason Peters wasn't able to play last night. On paper, this is not the same team you had entering the season.
No, that is a fair comment. But they still got to play the games. They have 9 more regular season games to go. They're, you know, for as poorly as they've played, they're not out of it. They're only a game behind the Cowboys. Things could change 30 different ways before the regular season is over. If you were Doug Peterson, they probably aren't meeting today, but if you're Doug Peterson, when you meet again with your players tomorrow, what are you telling them?
I don't know, and at this very moment, I'm very happy not to be Doug Peterson.
That's a fair comment, Merrill, a fair comment. Well, thank you for the time, as always. Thank you for joining me on short rest. Believe me, I know how it feels. It's an incredibly short rest. You were just telling me we're recording this at 6:47 in the morning, and you got back just over an hour ago from Dallas because of the weather situation up there in Dallas. So thank you for joining me on this Monday morning. We will chat about what Doug talks about this afternoon tomorrow morning.
Hopefully a long rest and a clear head will have my comments a lot more upbeat tomorrow, Dave.
You got it, Merrill. Thanks. Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.